Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Product Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we're addressing digital fraud and how to protect against it with our guest, Karen Schuler. We'll define digital fraud, highlight common threats facing retailers, and discuss strategies to stay ahead of these challenges. And lastly, we'll cover initial steps to take if your company becomes a victim. Join us for insights on safeguarding your business in the digital landscape. Welcome back, Karen.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be here.
Great. Karen, let's start with an easy one. And let's set up some context for our listeners. What exactly is digital fraud?
Yeah, that's a great question, Natalie. I mean, you know, I'm sure most people think of digital fraud and they're like, oh, we can come up with 8 or 10 different definitions. But really, it's all about the deceptive practices that are carried out through digital channels. You know, the intent is to mislead or defraud individuals and businesses. And it has a wide range of activities included in there. It could be identity theft. It could be phishing scams. It could be fake websites. It could be fraudulent transactions, maybe even unauthorized access to sensitive information. So, you know, and the reason that this is important is because retailers do face unique challenges when it comes to digital fraud. They deal with large volumes of financial transactions and personal data, and they're prime targets for cyber criminals. So understanding and identifying different types of digital fraud, you know, I think our retail clients and retailers out there can implement effective strategies really to protect their assets and ultimately maintain consumer trust.
Right. So all of those things are super important, as you mentioned, but that's a really wide net that you just casted. So let's look at retailers specifically, right? What type of fraud is most common, or at least what are you seeing that is most common these days that our listeners should really be aware of?
Yeah, there's a number of challenges from various types of digital fraud that they're facing. Some of the common ones really are, you know, fake apps. So you go out and you try to access something, but it's really meant to deceive the customer into sharing sensitive information or making a purchase on a fraudulent platform. We're also seeing an uptick, and pretty common in the digital fraud area is, you know, the loyalty points and gift card scams. They've become so prevalent over the last couple of years. And in these cases, fraudsters are trying to manipulate or steal, you know, valuable assets from customers and the businesses. And it's happening across the board. The other one that I'm seeing an uptick on is business loan repayment, where investors or a group of investors or individuals take out a loan to satisfy something for their business. They go back to repay it. However, there's been a business email compromise, and they end up repaying the loan to a company or fraudsters that really don't exist. And that's causing actually significant litigation in those areas.
Oh, that's incredible. I mean, I will tell you, I've heard some wild stories about fraud. Certainly, I've heard about loyalty points and gift cards and those being stolen, many specifically in airline points or credit card points. But the one that you just mentioned, I think probably takes is the winner in all of that, because that is just awful. So when you think about that, how do you stay ahead of all of these frauds, all of these threats of fraud?
Yeah, so it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it definitely requires a proactive and multifaceted approach. You know, retailers can leverage advanced technologies like machine learning and artificial intelligence to, you know, detect and predict fraudulent activities. And when it comes to machine learning, there's been quite a few tools out there that give you that capability. because these types of tools can help you analyze large amounts of data in real time. They can identify patterns. They can flag suspicious transactions before they cause any harm. You can also implement, you know, really robust identity verification processes and two-step authentication or multi-factor authentication to add extra layers of security, because that makes it a little more difficult for fraudsters to gain authorized access or unauthorized access. So, you know, and then finally, take a look at the security protocols that you have in place, educate both employees and customers about the potential threats. And, you know, that is definitely your strongest defense when it comes to digital fraud.
Right. So those are all really great examples. So let's assume a retailer, a company has many of these things put into place, but ultimately the evildoers get through that. And what should a company do if they're a victim of fraud? And where do you even start when that happens?
Yeah, so I mean, if you fall victim to digital fraud, you know, you have to act quickly, because the only way to really mitigate any damage and prevent further breaches or attacks is by shutting down the problem immediately. So you need to start with a really comprehensive assessment to determine the scope and impact of the fraud, identify the compromised systems and data to understand how the attack occurred and what information has been affected. In many cases, you have to hire outside professionals to do most of what I've just mentioned. The other thing you're going to need to do is determine were any of my employees, customers, or other stakeholders impacted. And you're going to really need to narrow down which individuals and whose information was potentially taken through this, and notify them of what is going on. And I will tell you, the one thing that the regulators do really appreciate is when a company is transparent through that process and demonstrate to everyone that they're committed to resolving the issue. So by engaging with outside professionals to investigate the incident thoroughly, you probably have to engage other professionals to reinforce any defenses they have, and then make sure you're reporting to the appropriate authorities and regulatory bodies, you know, to make sure that they're aware of what has happened, and do it within the timelines required. The next thing would be really to implement immediate corrective measures to make sure that you're strengthening your security protocols and hopefully preventing similar incidents in the future. And then finally, really training and monitoring and ensuring that you know how to recognize and respond to digital fraud, and make sure that they're aware of latest threats. If there's anything impacting the retail industry, stay on top of that. The FTC is a very good resource for, you know, latest news. Read the Wall Street, read, you know, the Times, read news outlets that really provide you the ability to stay on top of what's happening in different industries or just in general, and review and revise your incident response plan once things have calmed down, because that's really the best way to figure out, are you prepared or are you not prepared?
Excellent. Those are great, great suggestions. Thank you, Karen. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to share it out with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to tune in next time so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.